The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus told his disciples this parable. The kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out at dawn to hire laborers for his vineyard. After agreeing with them for the usual daily wage, he sent them into his vineyard. Going out about 9 o'clock, the landowner saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said to them, "You too, go into my vineyard and I will give you what is just." So they went off and went out again at around noon and around 3 o'clock and did likewise. Going about 5 o'clock, the landowner found others standing around and said to them, "Why do you stand here idle all day?" They answered, "Because no one has hired us." He said to them, "You too go into my vineyard." When it was evening, the owner of the vineyard said to the foreman, "Summon the laborers and give them their pay, beginning with the last and ending with the first." When those who had started about 5 o'clock came, each received the usual daily wage. So when the first came, they thought that they would receive more, but each of them also got the usual wage. And on receiving it, they grumbled against the landowner, saying, "These last ones worked only 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us who bore the day's burden and the heat." He said to one of them in reply, "My friend, I am not cheating you. Did you not agree with me for the usual daily wage? Take what is yours and go. What if I wish to give this last one the same as you? Or am I not free to do as I wish with my own money? Are you envious because I am generous?" Thus the last will be first and the first will be last. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning.
Good morning, Father.
My thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your ways. The thing is, do you and I think like God? No? Because, let's face it, when he thinks, it's different from our way of thinking. Why? For example, this one, the image of the crucified Christ. Why would the supreme being do this? The way you and I think is that power, you know? Whoever is powerful, that's why we have wrestling. That's why we have sports that uses a lot of power or height or whatever. The louder you do it, the better. Look what's happening now to these rallies. No? They do more talking, shouting, you know, anger, you know, rather than this kind of image. So the image of the world now is different from this image. How about you and I? Do we believe in this and stand by this or not? Because if not, then we are acting, thinking, believing the way the world thinks. For us, especially in the first world country, I'm supposed to have lots of money because I deserve it. You know, I gauge myself according to how much I have, how big my house is, how much money I have in the bank. Is that the way Christ thought? No. The way Christ thought was what? He humbled himself and took the form of a slave, being born in the likeness of men. He was born in a manger, the King of Kings. So when we heard a while ago, "My thoughts are not your thoughts, my ways are not your ways," definitely. So we know that. But we are supposed to be his followers. No? His followers. Imagine when he said, "Give the other cheek, walk the extra mile." Being rejected by everybody. Even us priests, Pope Francis warns us not to seek worldly things. Maybe that's why our founder
gave us the fourth vow. The fourth vow that the Adorno Fathers have is not to seek ecclesiastical dignity. Meaning what? Not to go after the title of Monsignor or Bishop. Not to seek those things or positions. But do you think priests have this ambition? Oh, yes. Because sadly, even though we are supposed to be like Christ, sadly, same thing with you, we are also tempted and fall and entertain worldly, selfish thoughts. So the question is, look into yourself just as I look into myself every day. Do I reflect the Christ I profess? Do I really mean when I said that I would like to follow Jesus? In the gospel today, imagine that. Let's face it, none of us here will think that way. None of us. Imagine giving the same usual wage. All of us here, all of us will think what the workers thought of. They thought that they should get more because they worked earlier. Ah, right? Because we are so result-oriented, we think the more we did, the more God should give us heaven. So all of us here, our reward is to be with God. But please do not presume that just because you did something good, that you deserve heaven. Because that's the problem now. You know, when somebody dies, they presume, oh, he's a good person, therefore he should go to heaven. No, 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 no. If ever somebody goes to heaven, it is simply because of God's mercy. Now, God's mercy means what? That you should act accordingly, and he will judge you accordingly, but not according to how we judge. No? So do not presume just because, for example, you have a neighbor who doesn't go to church. Not at all. He doesn't belong to a church. And then when you die, you learn that he's in heaven. Why? You never know. Somehow, somewhere, his or her trust and obedience and humility and imitation of Christ is there. So do not presume just because all of us here go to church every Sunday that we should go to heaven. No. We come here not because we deserve to be here, but rather because we need him. We need the Eucharist. Don't think that God is grateful just because we are here. It is us who need God, and we are here because we need him, not the other way around. So when somebody is angry, for example, and then will not forgive, you better ask yourself, do I reflect the forgiving heart of Jesus? When you are envious of material things, do you reflect the poverty of Jesus? See? So it's difficult, my dear friends, no, to think just because we pray the rosary and go to confession that we already have the heart of Jesus or the mind of Jesus or the way we ought to be. I already told you many times about the false self. No? That we are so surrounded by this idea of false self that we are not as spiritual as we ought to be because we still judge ourselves by worldly standards. So, my dear friends, where are we now, you and I? If you are to judge right now, look into yourselves, go home, and see all those material things that you have. Is this the way I see myself? Is this the way I want God to see me? What did St. Paul say in the second reading? Oh, how I long to be with Jesus. See, how I long. What? Nothing is holding him back anymore. He just wants to be with Jesus. So no material things, no respect from the community, nothing. And the reason why he is only there is simply to what? Continue to spread what he believes and stands for. That Jesus is it. That Jesus is the meaning of life. That to be with Jesus, to love Jesus, to obey Jesus, to become like Jesus, it is what life is all about. Not the world. Not the way the world thinks. And that is why this is a contradiction to those who live like the world. You and I are supposed to be a contradiction to all the materialism around us. Because if not, if we are not a contradiction, then how can we fight the enemy? How can we convince the children to live simply if you yourself are attached with too many addictions or worldly things? If the children see that you are so attached to your youthfulness or to your beauty, physical beauty, to the standards of the world, then they will not be convinced about Jesus. Even though if you speak about Jesus, but they see that you are covered with things, then how can they convince? That is why do you think there are monks? Or why do you think they are in the monasteries? They separate themselves from the world. Not because they cannot live in the world, but they don't need the world anymore. No, they don't need the world anymore, because what is important eventually is when we die, is what? Have I glorified Jesus in my life? How connected am I with Jesus? So again, you come here every Sunday once a week. Good. But do not presume that you merit heaven. Huh? Make sure every day there is a loving communication or dialogue between you and God. God will ultimately judge us by how? How? Simply by how much you love him. And I'm telling you, do not presume that you love God enough. Because to love God, my goodness, it's mind-boggling to even imagine how much I can love God. And I'm telling you, I've been a priest 30 years, and even now, I can safely say, I do not love God as much as I should. Because of what? Too many worldly concerns. Again, I judge myself every day. Don't waste your time judging others. Simply look into yourself and see, do I now think like Jesus, act like Jesus, love like Jesus, or not? Always, it's your choice.